You know, I think it's just been hard work, is all it's been. Just, you know, day to day, going out there, working hard, and really just trying to get back as soon as possible. And from day one, that was the goal. And it was a little different off season than I wanted, but, you know, what needed to be done. And so, I just tried to make that happen to be back for the season.
Are you surprised at all with the results?
Not really. I mean, the amount of work we put in and what we were able to do during the off season and the strides we were able to make, I really wasn't surprised being back by the season.
What do you see with this Packers secondary? Just you could talk a little bit about what challenges they present for you.
Well, they're a very good secondary. You know, I mean, with Charles Woodson, obviously defense player of the year last year, and a great star, and they have Tremont Williams and number 38 that comes in. They all can play really well, and you know they get around the ball pretty well, and stay on the receivers pretty tight, and do a really good job. And then the safeties, they come down and they'll hit people and really try to get to the ball as quickly as possible. So they present a lot of problems, and we're definitely going to have to, bring our A game to be ready for them.
Hey, Wes, what was your reaction, or I guess what was the offensive guy's reaction when the Moss trade went down?
Nothing much. We just needed to go out there and keep on practicing, keep on working hard, and keep on getting ready. And, whatever decisions Kostolchek makes, he's going to make them in the best interest of the team. And we just trusted in that and knew that, everything would be fine and everybody just could, get back to work and start working and get ready.
Can you talk about what it's like to play with a guy like Tom Brady, who, again, is just having a lights-out season? Just your thoughts about, being on the same offense as him.
Well, I mean, he makes everybody's job so much easier just, with his play calls and his checks and everything that he does and making sure that we're in the right positions and the right places. And, we talk about a lot of things through practice and make sure that we're ready for it in the game and make sure we're all on the same page.
Is he the type of guy that just inspires you to perform at a certain level because you know what kind of game he's going to bring?
What's that again?
Is Tom Brady the type of guy who just inspires you to perform to a certain level because you know what kind of track record he has and what kind of game he's going to
play? Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's definitely going to bring a lot to the game and even to practice. So you got to make sure you're bringing it every day and stay on top of your stuff. And if not, he's going to let you know about it and make sure that you are. So, a lot of us, we just try and bring it every day and make sure we're ready to go.
How were you guys able to function in that weather Sunday?
We just had to do what we had to do. I don't think it's the ideal conditions, but at the same time, it's December and it's football and it's, up here in the Northeast or Midwest or wherever it is, it's going to be cold, so you got to be ready for all conditions. And we practice in it and get ready for it. And you just got to bring a certain mindset and be ready to go out there and play well.
Did you practice outside all last week?
Yes, I believe so.
I guess from an outside perspective, I would have thought that maybe the offensive production would have slipped after you guys traded Moss, but that hasn't been the case, I guess. How have you guys been able to stay so productive?
Oh, I think everybody just working together and working hard, and everybody just practicing real well and make sure that we're on the same page with Tom and bringing the young guys along. And Dion's been a great addition for us. And so with all the combination of a group of great guys that, are playing well together and having that trust out there on the field is big for us.
What has Danny Woodhead brought to the table?
He really, he's a good football player. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. And he does a great job of going out there and he's learned his assignments and when he gets the opportunity, he makes plays and it's hard for those linebackers to really see him behind the O-line, D-line. And he squirts through and makes some great plays. And he's a good receiver as well. So, He brings a lot to the table for us.
Are you surprised how quickly he's kind of picked on and or picked it up?
Yeah, I am, just because our offense is so complex a lot of time. It usually takes a while, but he's jumped right in, and he's a smart guy and has really picked it up pretty well.
You guys had that loss at Cleveland, and then the Packers had the loss coming up against Detroit. I guess, how do you bounce back from a loss like that that you probably don't think you should have lost?
Yeah, I mean, I think you just have to reevaluate things and make sure that, you know, you don't let that happen again, and make sure you're on top of everything and watch extra film and come back the next week and be ready to go and the week after and get back on the roll.
Wes, what is it about Coach Belichick where he's able to get the most out of guys? I mean, you're not a team of superstars. You're a team of players that put together, and no matter who steps in, it seems like they're playing on the tops and just keep clicking on all cylinders.
I think, you know, we have a group of guys that listen and take coaching and things like that. It makes a big difference, and I feel like a lot of guys do a great job of that, and there's no real whining or crying about going out and practicing in the cold or practicing, period. It's our job, and we know we got to go out there and get after it and get ready for Sunday.
Can you talk about just how well you guys have played at home? I mean, it's just an incredible streak. You guys have been pretty invincible there for a long time.
I mean, I wouldn't say invincible. I mean, we've had a few losses and some close games that, you know, have had the ball bounce our way. But, you know, we just, you know, continue to work hard and get ready each week and try and put our best foot forward. And at the end of the day, that's all you can do.